Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joanna writes in for Parental Confidential and asks the question, Moose and Breezy, how do I tell my sister-in-law and brother that their kids absolutely stink? This message was so good. I'm having dinner with my parents last night. I had to read it for them. It's like, wait till you hear this. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. And this is actually, it's serious. How do you tell somebody that their kids desperately need a bath? It's concerning. It makes you kind of wonder and question what's going on at home. But Joanna writes in and says, hi, guys. My brother and his wife live 2 hours away, so feel free to share this on your show. Their kids smell horrible, as in they smell so bad and leave such a nasty and lingering odor that I really don't even want them in my home because my dad already had to replace a couch in his own house after they sat on it. And all of my furniture is nice and new, and it's not exactly cheap. I have discussed the issue of my nephew's stink with everyone else in the family to make sure my husband and I aren't hallucinating things. And the general consensus between everyone, husband, myself, my other brother, and other sister-in-law, as well as family friends, is that both of the twin boys constantly smell like a festival porta potty.
Oh.
What's going on here? No one else in our circle is willing to confront my brother and sister-in-law. How about your parents do it? How about that? No one else is willing to confront them about it. And honestly, I don't really want to either because they can get pretty defensive over their kids. But my brother keeps asking me to have them over. And honestly, I simply will not be doing that until the kids are not stink bombs anymore. And I'm running out of excuses to tell my brother. With the holidays coming up and me hosting Christmas Eve, how would you as a parent prefer for someone to broach this subject with you about your kids? Should I wait for it to come up again and do it then? Should I call my brother? What's the kindest way to do this that you will think will make them feel the least attacked as parents? 585-252-9800. This is... I don't know. This is, I can't wait to hear what our listeners have to say about this one today. I don't know how you would approach this. I don't know.
Right.
But you're, first of all, like I said, shouldn't your parents be the one to have this conversation with them?
I don't whose parents? The children's parents?
No, Joanna. Why isn't her parents, like their dad, it's their son. Like, hey, our, you know. Son, your kids stink. What's going on? Ask some serious questions. No kids should smell that bad. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Why would any kid smell that terrible?
Well, I mean, it's also like, I don't know. I don't want to use the word neglect because like that's a really strong allegation, but it is a sign of neglect. If their hair isn't brushed, if they're not bathed, if they have teeth rotting out of their head, like... They're not always in a position to do that stuff themselves because they might not be old enough or whatever the case may be.
She didn't touch on any of those things aside from their bodily, their terrible odor.
But
that's the only thing she touched on.
But like their odor could be coming from their body. Their odor could be coming
from their hair.
Their odor could be coming from their breath. Like it's all a combo of things and there's no pinpointing down just one thing unless you get close enough to them to actually tell. But it sounds like you don't want to get close enough because you can smell them from a mile away.
Yeah, a couple messages already coming in. This is the parental confidential we got from Joanna, and it's not her kids. It's her brother and sister-in-law's kids that live 2 hours away. They got twin boys, and they stink. And it's one reason she doesn't want them at the house. She says they constantly smell like a festival porta potty. I haven't been to a festival in a long time, but that doesn't smell good.
No, it doesn't.
Molly is here. She says, honestly, you'll be doing them a favor by being as honest as you can. If the smell is that bad, that means everyone around them feels the same way.
Right.
Teachers, their classmates, etc. Trust you don't want to be known as the stinky kid. That label doesn't really ever leave you. Tell the parents now, and if they're reasonable people, they'll know you're not coming from a bad place.
You have to tell them.
You have to. I remember still till this day, I'm 40. I remember the stinky kids in first and second grade. Mm-hmm. I still remember who they were. That doesn't go away. Molly's right. Yeah. Once you have that label, it sticks with you. But you got to tell. He's your brother.
Yeah.
Those are your nephews.
If you care about them even remotely, you have to speak up.
Oh, my God. If this was my niece and nephew, I'd be calling my brother and sister-in-law today. Like, are you guys good?
Right. And, like, I mean, she didn't say the age exactly. So it's hard because... Is it like they're going through puberty type thing and their body's changing and that's why, and they just haven't been introduced to deodorant or proper hygiene, or the parents just like live in a nasty environment?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Because that's
really important to keep in mind as well.
Hi, Leah. Good morning, guys. You're his sister. Just call him and tell it to him straight. Hey, your kids stink and you can't come over for Christmas until you figure this out.
This person says, maybe say, here's some extra bubble bath and shampoo. Why don't you guys take this and use it? It was on sale, so I bought a bunch. I don't need it all. Yeah. This person says,
the wife's like, I don't use that brand. Well, it's not for you.
Yeah. Definitely have the conversation and not last minute. Be gentle, but firm with the boundaries that you're setting. If you want them to come to your house, these are the things that need to happen before entering, whether it's bathing, brushing your teeth, washing your clothes, hair, etc.
You got to. Somebody has to say something. Liz is coming in hot right now. Your priority here should be the health, safety, and well-being of those children. If that means you have to have an uncomfortable conversation, then big deal. Instead of your whole family gossiping about these kids, show some care and concern. And it's actually upsetting that you have shown more concern for your expensive couches than whether your nephews and brother are okay.
My God. She's pissed.
Hey, preach.
She's absolutely pissed. I mean, like, what are they going to do?
She's not wrong.
Couch?
She's not wrong. Screw your brother's feelings. This sounds like neglect. Yeah, it kind of does.
A little bit. That's why I said that. But it's a hard... word to throw around not knowing all the facts.
Right, and that's why you have to have the conversation with them, because it sounds like at this point everyone's just kind of guessing.
This person says, with Christmas coming up, I'd gift the boys body wash, toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, socks, underwear, and then gift the parents with Tide odor remover detergent for their clothes.
Drew says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Listen, I've been there, done that with my sister's kids way back when. This is a come to Jesus talk. Don't do it in front of the kids, though, but you do need to say something. I agree, Drew. And then he goes on to say, hey, brother, we love you guys. I don't mind helping out and picking up the boys sometimes, but there is an issue here. The kids smell really bad. You might not even notice because you live with them, but
right.
Their smell is really strong. I can't have them over or in my car until you address this.
They're nose blind to it.
Is everything okay? Because I'm here to help. That's all. Extend an olive branch.
This person says, tell Joanna to give my contact information and I'll call impersonating a school staff member and tell them that people have been complaining and noticing.
Oh, okay.
We're really going far.
That's actually brilliant. All right, give me her contact. I'll send that over.
We are very much going the rigmarole.
Well, that's what this is about. We got to think outside the box here. We're trying to help Joanne out. But listen, I don't think there's a good way to do this. My advice would be whoever has the best relationship with Joanna's brother is the one that most likely is he's going to listen to,
right.
That's why I said the dad.
Right.
And there will still be hurt feelings, but, you know, like I said, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
Tell them, make the call. Make the call.
Absolutely.
My mom always said, your kids smell like pee every time I came over when they were little. Ew. I couldn't smell it, but once she said it a few times, I bathed and changed them a lot more often.
Ew.
Somebody should say something. Everybody's on board, Joanna. It's either going to be you or your dad or whoever, but somebody needs to say something. Instead of gossiping, call your brother.
Yeah.
And figure out what's going on.
All right. Thank you guys so much for the messages.
Yeah. This was a interesting one today.
For sure.
And I hope to God, if I ever stink, you would tell me.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would. Don't even bat an eyelash at that. I got you.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break. Don't forget, it's Taylor Tuesdays on PXY. When you hear those back-to-back Taylor Swift tickets, that's
songs,
your cue to
songs.
Call.
Taylor's
Excuse
songs.
Me. When you hear those back-to-back Taylor songs, that's your cue. This is our last pair of tickets?
Yes, it is.
All right. Make sure you listen to win.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Mornings. Welcome back. It's Moose. It's Breezy, 26-year-old Ivy League graduate from a prominent Maryland real estate family, was arrested yesterday in the killing of Brian Thompson. Luigi Maggione was arrested in Pennsylvania after finding he had a fake ID with the same name as the one used by the suspected killer of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Officers recovered a handwritten document that pretty much speaks to both his motivation and mindset. The kid did not like corporate America, we'll just say that, but he was hanging out at a McDonald's, and the employee thought he looked suspicious. They called the police, and that's where they came and got him, in Pennsylvania. They're going to make a crazy Hollywood movie about this, I'm sure. But he was found to have a fake New Jersey ID. Actually, several IDs. Then they found a gun similar to the one used to kill Thompson. Plus, he also had on him a silencer, which was used. The name on that fake ID was Mark Rosario, matching the name used to check into a New York hostel just days before the murder. But Thompson was gunned down right in front of the New York Hilton Midtown by an assailant, they say, who approached him from behind. Most of us by now saw the security footage.
Uh-huh.
And it's crazy because most of us were thinking, oh, this is like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. This was almost at 7 o'clock in the morning, right on the sidewalk. And surveillance showed before fleeing on foot and then on bike into Central Park, the killer opening fire around 6:45 a.m. And the last footage of the alleged gunman put him at bus depot in Upper Manhattan, police said. But if you've been following this case, you probably already know this shooting has exposed a pretty ugly resentment against private healthcare companies. Social media, I'm looking at these comments yesterday, and they're just flooded with posts celebrating or at least justifying, if you will, Thompson being gunned down on a sidewalk in the early morning.
Hmm.
And
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
No, I know. I totally get it.
Like bringing these murderers to justice and giving them platforms is just, there's something about that that just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, it's a twisted case right now, but we'll be hearing a lot more details on this throughout the day today, I'm sure. Coming up in the show, 585-252-9800, Breezy and I are going to give you a chance to clear the air this morning.
Yes, we will.
Send us your hateful, disturbing messages right now. We'll get to all of your unpopular opinions coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Taylor Swift's birthday is this Friday, December 13th, and we're giving you a chance to celebrate with us and our friends Cruel Summer, which is a Taylor Swift tribute band at Innovation Square this Friday night.
Yes, we are.
This show, Breezy, is for all ages, but it's already sold out. So yeah, this is our last pair of tickets.
We are so excited to give them away because, like Moose said, this is a sold out show and this is the only way you can make your way in and see this iconic band just do their thing on stage, perform their version of the Eras Tour that is now wrapped.
We are looking for caller 8 right now. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hey, this is Essen.
Essen, good morning. Where are you calling from this morning?
Yeah. What?
Where are you calling from?
I'm Rochester.
Rochester. Okay, this is my last pair of tickets for this Friday night, and you got them. You're going to the show!
Essen, what are you wearing to the show?
What are you wearing?
My glitter dress. I'm sorry, I'm so excited.
Yay! Your glitter what?
Oh, it's a dress.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, okay. As long as it's something with sequins, that would be great.
You're going to literally look amazing. Moose is going to borrow my sequin pants, so there's that.
Listen, when you get to the show Friday night, make sure you come and say hi, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We'd love to meet you.
Please do.
You got to stay on the line. I'm going to grab all your info after there I said it. We're going to get to all your unpopular opinions. Congratulations again. We'll see you Friday night, Essen. All right. Let's get to all of your hot takes, shall we?
Let's do it.
Who's here this morning?
Our friends are pouring in both doors. Yeah. Jessica's here. She says, I don't care what anyone says, but the typical modern wedding is awful, boring, and a waste of my time. There I said it.
Well, what if that wedding was on a Tuesday? Think of how boring it would be then.
Yeah, I've worked Tuesday weddings before.
Oh, really? You got to tell me the vibe. Sure, people depressed?
Oh, my God. It was pouring. It was like black cloud.
I'm not trying to shade. I mean, you, whatever.
You do what you need to do. I mean, I went to a Thursday wedding last month. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Fun was definitely had for sure. This person says Breezy was right. Christmas is a dying event.
Oh, that's
wow.
So sad.
Oh my God.
What's going on today, you guys?
Is everything okay?
It's supposed to be the happiest time of the year.
This person says New Year's should be in the spring. There I said it. Why?
Yeah, why would New Year's be in the spring?
They said, hear me out. Spring is when the world comes alive again. Plants are blooming. We're growing. Lots of animals are mating. That's the new year. That's the new world. Not that dark, long winter. We don't need a reset when we're miserable. There, I said it. That is fair. I mean, that's factual. That's true. Yeah.
Sometimes the biggest reset we need is when we're unhappy. Chris says, if you need to explain your personalized license plate to somebody, then you definitely wasted your money. There, I said it. Couldn't agree with you more. What's up, Gina? Hi, Moose and Breezy. People who have cosmetic surgery don't look younger. They just look like people who had cosmetic surgery. There, I said it. Thank you so much, Gina.
So everyone's like up in arms about Lindsay Lohan and the work that she had done. And everyone's like, she looks amazing. And I'm like, I mean,
does she
I
look
guess.
Pretty? She's a pretty girl.
Jackie, do you have anything to say on Lindsay Lohan's face?
I think it's the best surgery I've seen. Her and Christina Aguilera.
Like, because it doesn't look
botched.
They're back, yeah, baby. She does look good. I mean, clearly.
She's just in the same Netflix Christmas movie every year. I'm like, we get it.
Well, people got to eat.
It's true. It's very true. Let's see here.
Did I ever tell you about the background work I did for that Hallmark Christmas movie? I played a candy cane.
Did you have speaking lines. Did you have to pay them to be there?
I think I made $100
after taxes.
Like, oh, 40. It was terrible, but they let me come to the after party.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was raging for a Hallmark movie.
Cheese and crackers. Yes, everything.
And once they ran out, they ran out. No replenishing that. Let's see here. This person says videos are better than photos. There, I said it. I don't know. I never really go back and like rewatch videos as much as I go back and relook at photos. You know,
yeah, it's hard to find a VHS player to play those VHS tapes. Homemade videos.
I heard. Okay, so this is not my take, but I heard someone say it, so I'm gonna emulate it because I think it hits it on the absolute mark.
Yeah.
So this person said, if you have an online presence, if you're an influencer, if you have a good following and you spend maybe, I don't know, let's say minimum 2 months up to the maximum of however long the duration of your relationship was. If you spend any period of time shoving your relationship down other people's throats, your followers, the people who look up to you, the people that you're influencing, and sharing with them, this is the best relationship ever. Everyone should be jealous of my relationship. We're so happy. We're so good. And then you guys break up. I do not care about your 50-part series. There, I said it. Because you know what? Everything that comes out of your mouth now is just a lie to me. Oof. Because, listen, because you spent how X amount of years of your life lying to everybody, saying your relationship was perfect, and now you're going to come out and be like, this person was a narcissist. It's like, I don't believe you because you spent X amount of time trying to make me believe it was perfect. So now it's not, it's too much. There, I said it. It's too much. Again, not my take, but it is a take that clearly, I stand by.
Clearly you agree with.
I stand by it wholeheartedly.
Rach says, my son is absolutely traumatized of Elf on a Shelf. Yet I find it to be so freaking funny, so I'm going to go ahead and just keep doing it. No gentle parenting in my house. There, I said it. That's right. No gentle parenting. That's what's up. Can I just say, start teaching your kids to eat fruit with the skin on and bread with the crust attached. Come on, parents. Do the right thing. There, I said it. Let's grow up.
Oh, wow. That really struck a chord with you, didn't it?
Yeah. It's like, God forbid he eats the apple with his skin on. No, he'll choke. Well, yeah.
Wait, do people not eat the apple?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was possible to eat the apple without the
skin. So many of my friends just cater so much to their kids. Like, God forbid the crust is on. God forbid they eat the kiwi with the skin on.
I do love an Uncrustable, I will say.
I've never had one.
So good.
Where's the love coming from with the? Where's the desire to eat a crustable, Uncrustable? Why do people like it so much?
Oh, they're delicious.
Aren't they frozen?
Oh yeah, they come frozen.
And then what?
I mean, you have to thaw them. Obviously, you put them in the fridge. But
oh, you don't. This isn't something you put in the toaster.
You can. I prefer to eat it cold.
I think it would
I grew up on Uncrustables and Eggo waffles.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's all I ate. So I have a special place in my heart for Uncrustable. I just bought an Uncrustable maker myself. So.
Yeah, you know what sounds really good? An Uncrustable in the air fryer.
It could be good. Yeah. They do that. It's
Intern Jackie, you got a hot take today?
Yeah, actually I do.
All right, grip it and rip it.
Here we go.
Rihanna chicken fries actually the scum of the earth. There, I said it.
Oh, that is a very niche take. Moose does not know who that is.
Yeah,
but
if you don't know what I'm talking about, she's a hypocrite.
I heard chicken and fries, and now all of a sudden I have an appetite.
And now he's ordering DoorDash.